Let's look at some of the aspects of Acts chapter 15, verse 7 says this. This is Peter speaking. Peter is recounting at the council in Jerusalem how God had sent him to the Gentiles. Acts chapter 15, verse 7, Peter said, "When there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to them, 'Men and brethren, you know that a good while ago God chose among us that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe.'" Now, good, God's intention is that you hear and believe. "So God, who knows the hearts, acknowledged them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us, and made no distinction between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith." Now, I want you to see that you can take these same words and apply it to healing, because the word saved and the word salvation, the very definition of them in the Old Testament and the New Testament includes healing. That word saved means healed, preserved, made whole. You can look it up in any concordance, any dictionary, both Old Testament and New Testament. "It is therefore the gospel of healing for the body as well as for the soul." The word save, Strong says, means to save, to deliver, to heal, to preserve, to make well. Thayer's dictionary says the word saved means to save, keep safe, to save a suffering one from disease, to make well, heal, restore to health. Vine's Expository Dictionary, New Testament words, to save is used as a noun with soteria, salvation, of material and temporal deliverance from danger, suffering, etc., from sickness. So there is no difference. Anytime you find where it says, as Peter did here, where he said, purifying their hearts by faith, you could put in there, heal their bodies by faith, because it's all included. In fact, T.L. Osborne, who's probably had more people healed than anybody in the last 500 years or perhaps 1,500 years, always just preached from the gospel, and he was primarily overseas, missionary evangelist. He always just preached from the gospels because he's preaching to the lost. And he always said, the same Jesus who is going to save you will heal you, and he'll do it at the very same time, and they're born again, and they're healed, or were healed, he passed away last year, by the thousands, because they were told the truth, and they'd never heard the lies. In fact, his son-in-law, who traveled with him for 20 years, was one of my instructors in Bible school, and he said, "I've seen more people healed one day than most of you will ever see in your lifetime." And it's the truth. Why? Because healing and salvation are hand in glove. They go together. The word means both. Acts 26, 12. Paul's recounting the commission that Jesus gave him, standing before the king, and he's recounting what his commission is. Verse 15, Acts 26, 15. "So I said, 'Who are you?'" Or this is on the road to Damascus. "I said, 'I'm Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I've appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me," or healed by faith in me. Romans 3:21. "But now the righteousness of God," which of course is the result of salvation, righteousness, right standing with God, justification. "But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is through faith, even the healing of God, which is through faith. To who? Which is through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe. Healings for all. All who believe. Verse 26 says that he might be the just and justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus, that he might be the healer. Verse 28, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Do you know one reason people don't believe in healing is they think that they're so good that if God healed, he'd heal them because of their goodness. Come on, I'm telling you the truth. Churches are full of people who think they deserve to be healed because they're better than other Christians. I had a pastor once, he said, you know, I know God doesn't heal because if he healed, he'd heal here. Where else would he heal? Romans 5:1, therefore having been justified by faith. If the very most important thing is by faith, then why aren't lesser things by faith? Being born again, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, you had to die and be born again without missing a beat. You know, you had to die and become a new creation, and you didn't even know you died. It's like having open heart surgery while you're drinking coffee. How could healing be hard for God? Romans 9:31. But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith. Put healing in there. Verse 33 says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. You believe on him for healing, you will not be put to shame. Galatians 3:22, but the scripture is confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus might be given to all those who believe. Which promise? All the promises of God are yes and amen. Ephesians 2:8 says, by grace you're saved through faith. Again, the word saved means and includes, and is translated several times in the Bible, healed and made whole. In fact, if you look back in the book of James where it says, if there's any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and they'll anoint him with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Obviously means healing, same word. So we are healed by faith, not by doubt. And if you doubt that it's God's will to heal you, it's kind of like, I was just thinking today when I was a kid, I wanted a fishing pole. And you know, I lived in the country and we had a pond, and any fishing pole I had was just, you know, one my dad didn't want. And kind of the cast-off fishing poles. So I was going to buy my own fishing pole. And I looked all the stores in Marshalltown, and I got my mother to bring me to Des Moines because I'd been saving my money. And I could buy any fishing pole. If you're doubting that it's God's will to heal you, just stick in there until you get the faith and you won't doubt it. Just like I waited some time to buy that fishing pole. Why? Because I wanted it. You just keep hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and you'll know. And it's the same, you know, the light will come on, so to speak. And you'll know that you know that you know. You won't have to hope. If you're just hoping to be healed, then you're not ready, and you won't get it, and it'll hurt your faith, not help. What if I'd gone into the store with, every week, had 50 cents to try to buy a fishing pole, next week a dollar, and then $2, and why, pretty soon I'd be discouraged. But when I knew that I had the money to buy that pole, I said, Mother, take me to Des Moines. That's where the good poles are. So I could have got just as good a pole, but, you know, I didn't know that. When you know that you know that you know, guess what? You know that you know that you know. You just know it. The light will come on. The entrance of His Word is the only thing that gives light. So if you don't have the light, keep hearing, keep hearing, keep hearing. In my own life, I was an atheist until I was 21 years old. Why was I an atheist? Because I wanted to be an atheist. I didn't want any God telling me what to do. So, like it says in Romans, I just ignored that there was a God. God knew I was going to need God before I knew it. And on Christmas Day 1967, I found myself in Vietnam in the infantry, and I was at a place called Camp Inari that day because Bob Hope was going to be there. You know, the army, they're not like God. They're not full of tender mercies and good works, you know. No matter what you think, we were there for the TV cameras. I lost all respect for Bob Hope that day because he made a lot of jokes that he shouldn't have. Like he joked about drug abuse and smoking marijuana and things instead of telling people not to do that. And I'm sure they didn't put that on television. But anyway, I'm walking around this army post, Christmas Day 1967, 21 years old, and I'm feeling lonely. And I hear some Christmas music coming from a building. And these buildings are like a old Wild West town. All the buildings look alike. And I didn't know what this building was because they all look alike. Dirt streets and wooden sidewalks because when it starts raining, it's going to be mud. But I hear these Christmas carols. I went into this building and it happened to be the post chapel. And it was a tiny little thing and it was dark and there was a half a dozen people in there. And so when I went in and sang some Christmas carols and the chaplain said something, I don't know what he said. But when I walked out of there, I'm walking along and I'm still an atheist. And I looked up at the big sky and I thought to myself, boy, they call Montana the big sky country. They ought to see this. It's not going to rain for 4 months here. There's not going to be a cloud for 4 or 5 months. And so I'm just taking a step. And all of a sudden, I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. But God, in His great mercy, turned on the light and zapped me. And I said right out loud, my God, there's a God. Now, that didn't save me. But it was the first step. My knowledge, I'd never prayed in my life. But I knew, I just knew it, and I said it right. I said, my God, there's a God. And I knew He was good, and I knew He could get me out of Vietnam alive. Actually, at that time, I wasn't even worried about alive. I just wanted my arms and legs. But I didn't know that He would. I didn't know how good He was. But my point is, when that light came on, there's no way I would have not believed there was a God. It's the same way with healing. When the light comes on, the light will come on. And when the light comes on, guess what? You ain't in the dark. And you can receive. Just keep hearing. Take these scriptures and write them down. Meditate on them. Look it up. Make them yours. Until one day you'll say, my God, God wants to heal me, and I'm going to let Him. I'm going to receive. Amen? For by grace are you saved through faith. That's the way God works. Everything that God does is summed up in those words, saved and salvation. Whatever God wants to do.